Blog Talk Radio.
Look, man, I say we lit. On another level, this is fit. Yeah. You looking at the champ, don't you forget. Yeah. Up in sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, yeah. I ain't got time for a basic or a lane, yeah. Your lines ain't got the punch to step up in my ring, yeah. Your boy so high up, man, you think your boy have wings, yeah. God came and saved me when I was on the brink. Supply me with that living water, take a drink. The old me dead and gone, that homie is distinct. Go fool dodging haters, that's my ultra instinct. Step my lane, man, you better be careful. You ain't got the talent, you ain't taking the mantle. I'm super singing blue, you are not on my level. All the hate comes, man, when you successful. Look, look, your opinion don't matter. Lord knows I have my fair share of those vows. My heart takes the damage, my life took a loud. Your boy called away, now the enemy's rallying. On another level, this is fit, yeah. You looking at the champ, don't you forget, yeah.
I've been abandoned and I'm about to get on the bars, yeah.
Okay, let me talk to him. 616, side Midwest, how we ride. Squad lit on 5 pro lines, hitting with the choke. Rockin' my Vans, I stay on my grind, yeah. I got the fans outside in line, waiting to come inside, yeah. Cause in that real side, I came up in here with all of my woke. They can tell us what they want. Keep a small circle in my square, so y'all never want the smoke. Tell a DJ, bring it back. I come with the slaps, that's no cap, matter of fact.
Man, I say we lit. On another level, this is fit, yeah. You looking at the champ, don't you forget, yeah. Do it for the squad, represent, yeah. Fly like Clark Kent, man, I say we lit. On another level, this is fit, yeah. You looking at the champ, don't you forget, yeah. Do it for my guy, represent, yeah. Fly like Clark Kent. You looking at a fighter like a Adonis?
Alright.
Every day through my lifestyle, I'm paying homage.
Yeah,
I'm far from perfect, I'll be honest. These bars spit the laser cutting through the darkness. Yeah. God came and saved me when my life's in peril. Now I can feel his light burning in every vessel. Now I'm chasing greatness, ain't no way I settle. Look, man of steel, it ain't no way you pierce my metal. Honestly, Lord, where I be without you? Honestly, Lord, I miss a bro. I'm eating these tracks like it's barbecue. Shout out to KS, man, that's overdue. Yeah, watch the old me fade away. I put in work like every day. I hear the hate, but I'm not fake. I'm a lion after the page, yeah. On another level, this is fit, yeah. You looking at the champ, don't you forget, yeah.
You can't say that you love God and hate his creation. It just doesn't mix. You know, I love the scripture in Isaiah 1:17 that says, look to do good, seek justice, defend the oppressed. And in today's society, in today's age, it's so necessary. And not enough of us are doing it. It's one thing to stand behind a phone or a computer and tweet something out, question something. But when you're in the thick of it and you're the recipient of the injustice on a daily basis, it changes everything for you. So the responsibility can't fall on anybody else but us, especially as believers, especially as Christians. Jesus was an activist. Actions speak louder than words. Gotta stand next to our brothers and sisters. Gotta stand up for justice. Gotta do what's right. Cause that's exactly what Jesus would do. And he said to love your neighbor as yourself.
Unified we go, we like a push, yeah. I connect, I'm KS, I support, yeah. I'm like a movement, yeah. Got them exclusive, yeah. All up, all up, no support. Kingdom, business, I rap. Jesus, music, exclusive. Time, I am so relentless. Artist, showcase. Christ inside me, I support, ain't much time in.
Father, yo. I worship and praise with the ones on my roster. Brody Da Vinci got kingdom support. I had filthier rags till he came in and washed them. Interviewed and build a life friend. I don't wanna see they lives in. Nah. Table set, now come and dine come in. On. He's shining brighter than them diamonds. All the venom in the industry, they don't wanna hear ministry. Always about the enemy, giving you false imagery. Yeah, they know that you're listening and they getting you visually. I'm coming with divinity, filling you up differently. Yeah, been a problem to the fallen angels. Yo. They don't want you for his will, so they get entangled. Get entangled. 20 seats for the enemies are at the table. Yo. So it's KS bringing you the holy label.
Yo, he here to support, yo, he is a soldier. Repping the kingdom, rolling out bangers. Out on the show, and Jesus he aiming. Blessings are coming down, rain. And chaos is out to connect. So we come together, the body, the limbs, and the head. Yeah, we a family, playing our parts. He's sharing and liking and giving us guides. I do not know where to stop, but I sugar to try. I know my boy liking them rides. Fast and precise, lovely like Jesus inside. Now it is time to try to retire. Radio show, making sure that you're tuning in. If you like testimony or the music, and if we ain't here to give Jesus, what are we doing there? What are we doing there?
I'm exclusive, y'all. I am a king's kid, y'all.
Good afternoon, KS Radio Show family supporters, haters and neighbors. What's going on, KS Nation? It's your boy, KS. You know, it's Elicio Torres, and I'm back with another exclusive interview. Of course, last night was a lit UAtion, and today is going to be the same story. You feel me? My guest today is none other than California's own Influence the Poet. And not only is he a poet, but he's also an author. And he is here today to share his testimony and promote his book. So without any further ado, welcome him to the show. Welcome him to the show. Influence the Poet, are you there, bro?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning.
Amen, amen. Now, I do know Cali is 3 hours behind Ohio, so I want to say thank you for your time and, you know, putting in that work early on the Saturday morning. How you feeling today?
Oh, man, I'm feeling blessed, man. Feeling wonderful, man. God woke us up another day. So, you know, everything else is pretty much meaningless, you know, that we above ground instead of below ground.
You're right about that, bro. You are right about that. It's funny that you say that because a lot of times we take life for granted, even the small things, just like you mentioned, waking up. That's a miracle in itself. I got online last night after the show with Word Rat and the other two guests, and I found out that a guy, I can't think of his stage name right now, but he passed away. He was an artist. We had been emailing each other for about a month, and that's how I got his new song a couple months back. And I found out that he had passed away. He must have passed away yesterday because everything was fresh. It was like 11 hours ago or like 14 hours ago. So he must have passed away maybe on Thursday or like early Friday morning. I don't know. But, again, we take life for granted, even the small things. Wow. So we have to learn how to be appreciative and be grateful and show gratitude for each and everything that God does in our life, whether big, whether small, whether our prayers are answered, whether they're delayed, whatever the case may be. If we are above ground, we got a reason to thank the Lord and to praise him in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
Amen. So, of course, this is your first time on the KS Radio Show. Did you enjoy the pre-show mix?
Oh, I love the pre-show mix, brother. I was up and getting turned up in the morning, you know, in Christ.
Amen. So, Influence the Poet, welcome to the show, like I said. Can you give us, you know, your short summary of your testimony? Like, how did you come to Christ?
Well, basically, you know, I'm from Sacramento, from SacTown, man. If you know about Sacramento artists, you know about the Sebos, you know about the Brother Lynch's, you know about the Triple Beam, you know about all the Sacramento artists, man, that you heard about, man, that ran the scene, man, during the 90s and the early 2000s, you know, 40 and all these cats came through Sacramento. So I was inspired by the culture. You know, I was inspired by the culture, Brother Torres. I was inspired by the culture, you know, grew up in the culture, man, you know, in the hip-hop era. Ended up becoming a rapper. You know, I was a rapper. Well, I wouldn't call myself a rapper. I was an MC. I was an MC out in Sacramento, out of Sacramento. Was rolling with Triple Beam and whatnot, man. And, you know, I said I wanted to do my own thing. I said it was time for me to step out on faith to do my own thing, man. So God led me to, you know, a studio. He led me to a studio engineer. And I got in the studio, man, and I put on my big boy shoes and my big boy pants, and I started doing my own thing. I started doing my own rapping, started getting a name for myself. Back then I used to call myself Automatic. So I started getting notarized and, you know, getting out to the streets, man, and I pressed up a couple CDs, and, you know, I really didn't have no money for no graphics, so I just wrote my name on it. I just wrote my name on the CD, and I got out there, man, and just started pushing them, you know, at the malls and, you know, gas stations and whatnot, man, getting my name out there, and then my name started growing. So then I ran into another producer, and me and him hooked up, and we decided to form a group called the Go-Getters. So we formed a group called the Go-Getters, man. So we started taking this thing state to state. We was like, man, well, let's take this thing out of Cali. So we started going to Cleveland. We started going to Philadelphia. We started going to Tennessee. We started going to Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? So we all over. So we meeting all kind of big cats, you know, Brother Torres, man. I met Rakim, man. I meet Mike Epps. You know, I meet Jagged Edge. You know what I'm saying? I'm hooking up with Too Short and all these cats. But now, so the pride start coming in a little bit. I'm starting to feel myself now, right? Starting to smell myself. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, man, I'm bigger. You know, I'm meet Usher. I'm like, man, I made it. But you know, like the Bible says, the pride comes before the fall. So fast forward, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia for about 6 months, man. I'm getting ready to lose my family. I'm getting ready to lose my wife. My wife, like, I'm tired of this. You acting like a rock star. You acting like you ain't got no wife and kids. You just ain't checking in. You know, you just out there just living like you living a single life. Now, thank God I didn't fornicate. I didn't commit no adultery. God helped me back from that. I thank him every day for that. You know, Brother Torres, he helped me back from that, man. 6 months in Atlanta was crazy without my family. So my wife is on the verge of getting ready to leave me, man. I come back to Sacramento. I fly back to Sacramento, man. And I just cry out to the Lord, man. I just cry out to the Lord. I say, Lord, I need you. I'm out of bounds. I'm somebody I don't know, you know, and I'm just out here, and I know you, this is not you. I know you're not in this. I know I got the fame. I know I got the stardom. I know I touch money, but this is not you. So I started watching Christian movies, man, and I went back to my first love, which was poetry, because poetry was actually what got me into the rap. I used to write poems as a kid, man, but all the fellas, man, used to laugh at me and whatnot and, you know, say, was it, well, Rose of Red, Vials of Blue, and that was Sissy, and, man, you a girl and whatnot. So I put the poems away, Brother Torres. I never told nobody. I put it away because, you know, in our era, if you ain't a jock or actor or athlete, that, you know, nobody want to hear that. Nobody want to hear that you're a poet. So I'm watching the movie, man. God tells me to put on the movie Courageous. So I'm watching the movie Courageous, man, and whatnot. And during that time, man, that I came back, I'd have wrote about 100 poems. I'd have wrote about 100 poems. I got 100 poems on deck. I just came back, and I just started writing, brother. I got in the zone, and I just started writing. I just started writing every day. I was just writing. So I accumulated 100 poems. So I'm watching the movie Courageous, man. I get convicted. I cry out to the Lord, man. And I rededicate my life to him, right? I rededicate my life to him. And I'm ready to give up everything for Christ on that day, man. I'm ready to give up everything. So I'm getting ready to throw the poems away, right? I'm getting ready to throw the poems away, brother. Because like I told you, I'm ready to give up everything for Christ. He hit me hard, man, like a sledgehammer. So I'm ready to just give up everything for him, man, and start all new in him. You know, the Bible says, the verse says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. So I was ready to just, you know, I'm ready to turn over a new leaf, a clean slate. So I'm getting ready to throw away the poems, and a voice comes down from heaven, man, and says, wait, son, throw away the gift. Revamp it, rewrite them about me, and I will expand your territory like Jabez. Clear as day, brother. Mm. And I've never heard God speak to me that clear, man. I've never heard his voice that clear. Grandma and all them always told me, you know, when I was little, that God would come to you in that small, quiet whisper. But this time, he spoke with the voice of thunder, man, when he thought that to me. When he said that to me,
loud.
He spoke with the voice of thunder, man. You know, I feel like the room was shaking, you know what I'm saying, when he was speaking to me on that day. But that's what I've done, brother. So here I am today. You know, in this new season in 2022. So I asked God when he told me that, don't throw away the poems. I said, well, God, I'm going out as a poet for you. I have to have a new name. The Bible also says a white stone will fall from the heavens. And when you flip that white stone over, it will have your new name on the other side of that stone. So I said, God, I got to have a new name. I can't be automatic no more because I'm not of the world no more. I'm with you. I'm in your army now. I've been enlisted. So I said, what do I need? What's my new name? He said, Influence. That's your new name. I said, for real, God? He said, yes. That's your new name. I want you to influence the world. Influence them through me. Influence them about me. That's what I want you to do. And that's your new name. And here we are, brother. And that's why I am. Minister Influence. Influence the poets. So that's just a testimony, brother, of how, you know, I went from there to where I'm at now, and that's why I'm called Influence.
Influence the poet, and you are an author, right? You have a book that you are promoting, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, that's what's up, man. That's amazing. Bro, man, we got more with you. We're going to go ahead and get into some music right now. The homie Shay Valens, the homie Shay Valens has a brand new song called Not Today. And I just want to encourage everybody that's listening now, thank you for listening, but I think you guys are going to enjoy this song. shout out to everybody that's listening live and that will listen to this rebroadcast. If you haven't called in yet, there's still time to dial in. The number is 914-205-5471. We're hanging out with the homie, Influence the Poet from California. So you guys definitely want to tap in and chime in. But without any further ado, man, let's go ahead and get into this music. Here is the homie Shay Valance with Not Today. Check it out.
Temptation, what I'm not gon' say. Don't roll dice, but I'm not gon' play. Go ahead, find out, but I'm not no way. No, sir, that's not my grave. Bag full of chips, with a close shave. Devil try hard, but I'm not gon' cave. No life for a life, Christ, that's what he gave. Maybe it's a day, but that's not your say. Temptation, what I'm not gon' say. You roll dice, but I'm not gon' play. Go ahead, find out, but I'm not no way. No, sir, that's not my grave. Bag full of chips, with a close shave. Devil try hard, but I'm not gon' cave. No life for life, Christ, that's what he gave. Yeah, same old flow. Bet nah, say no more. Got love for the east, but I'm west for the coast. Yeah, Jesus with me, get rest for the soul. Feels like I feel better, let someone know. Devil come in, try and let something go. Black him in the groove, take a round. You don't know better how your eye check. You can see too much. Yo, I need Christ main line like an IV. I need his guidance, eyes wanna sign me. I be on time, but they untimely. Yeah, I got faith, but no, not blind. Yo, sick and I move, kick like I'm Bruce. Blast on me, what your team hit the news. Kick in the armor, had him most loose. So I lean on Christ, nah, he'll never lose. No time for the fake. I hear high devil, you stand out of faith. I preach good news to you, you in the faith. But you need bad news, cause that's what it takes. Yo, pen in the hand, 5 feet of a dent. Your boy kid the floor till ain't nothing left. All about fresh, track and rockin' the steps. Track your footsteps, that I see the test. Maybe yesterday, but that's not today. Temptation, but that's not gon' stay. Keep rolling up, but I'm not gon' play. Go ahead, fight now, but I'm not no way. No, sir, that's not my grave. Bag full of chips, put a close shave. Devil try hard, but I'm not gon' cave. No life for life, Christ, that's what he gave. Maybe yesterday, but that's not today. MVP, he the highlight, he the only one true star, he the skyline. Never second guess every time, he ride. Hope so real, it don't matter for my die. Face the AK, always stay popping. Till my heart stopping, or the Lord popping. Even in my side, where I yo object. All my confidence, Christ, he got locked in person. With a good teacher, lesson, blessing. All of my sin, message, confessing. At the command, ain't no suggestion. That blood they cross it, lily up. He got the power, I don't need no flex. Rhyme with him, don't need no lesson. Cross on my back, why I need a necklace? Why don't care who you speak the next. But it's like that, ain't about me, can't you see where to fight that? The beast is sick, just to find that. The unseen one, stay violent. Got a mindset like it's Armageddon. Got the word of God, boy, heavy weapons. Just a battlefield, go and check the brethren. Got my reservation, see you up in heaven. Maybe yesterday, but that's not today. Temptation, but that's not gon' stay. Keep rolling up, but I'm not gon' play. Go ahead, fight now, but I'm not no way. No, sir, that's not my grave. Bag full of chips, put a close shave. Devil try hard, but I'm not gon' cave. No life for life, Christ, that's what he gave. Maybe yesterday, but that's not today. Temptation, but that's not gon' stay. You can roll dice, but I'm not gon' play. Go ahead, find out, but I'm not no way. No, sir, that's not my grave. Bag full of tricks, what a close shit. Devil try hard, but I'm not gon' cave. No life for life, Christ, that's what he gave.
Hey, this is Ariana Marie, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Hi, I'm Rosalind Smith-Sistrunk with Rosalind Smith Counseling, and I'm here to talk about this life-changing program called From Forgiveness to Healing. From Forgiveness to Healing is a faith-based 8-week transformational journey that supports individuals through the process of forgiveness. The program is designed to help individuals release the burdens and pains that they have experienced due to unforgiveness. Most people don't realize the toxicity that unforgiveness creates in their lives and how it impacts decision-making and how they interact with others. From Forgiveness to Healing helps individuals gain insight into how their painful and stressful life experiences impact how they view themselves and others. Here are just some of the benefits of the From Forgiveness to Healing program. Individuals gain an understanding of the process of forgiveness, learn the importance of self-compassion, deepen their relationship and connection with God, learn to relate differently to their painful or stressful life experiences, develop a new way to handle life experiences, are empowered to live their desired lives, have access to a supportive community of believers. From forgiveness to healing was divinely given to me by God. It was my answered prayer on how to help my clients move along their healing journey. I knew what God had given me was impactful, but I had no idea the level of impact it would have on people's lives until they started experiencing the material. Here are some of the comments from the participants on how they describe their experience with the program. This journey has been God's cosmetic surgery to a new life, new relationship, new spirit, new love, new appreciation. Very valuable, especially to people dealing with abuse, trauma, grief, or unforgiveness. Going into the class with an open mind and heart may allow you to receive all, if not a part of what you hope to receive on your forgiveness and healing journey. This journey was enlightening, and I know that I have to do my best to live out what I learned.
The Forgiveness to Healing program has made a huge impact in my life, and I am starting to see the effect of the change in me, how it affects those that I'm connected to. This program has allowed me to actually go back to where my pain story started and address some of those issues that I thought were gone, but I've still been dealing with over time. It allowed me to learn to let go of past hurts, and also learn the process of forgiving, like truly forgiving people for the pain that they've caused me, as well as take accountability for the pain that I've caused others.
From Forgiveness to Healing is your opportunity to learn how to relate differently to your painful and stressful life experiences. Are you ready to experience freedom and healing? Then register today for this life-changing program.
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel. And check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Kimmy B, and you are tuned in to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and music. Much love.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airwaves? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show, or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony, so get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass on never intersect. How you in the click, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your man, Jay Nib, right out of Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm coming to you to let you know you already tuned in to the best station in the nation. It's the KS Radio Show. So make sure you stay tuned in for exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
Hey, man, and we are back, you know, just like that. That was a homie, Shay Valance, with Not Today. That's his newest track. And I know y'all heard it in the commercial that we do birthday shout out. So I got a quick shout out. I want to give a shout out to my son, who is, you know, one of my biggest supporters, if not the biggest supporter. And one day he wants to have his own radio show. Also, big shout out to Auntie San, whose birthday was yesterday. And if your birthday is today or any time this past week, happy belated birthday to all of you. Anyway, I got the homie from California, Influence the Poet. He's not only a poet, but he's also an author. And for those who are just now joining us, I want to say thank you. But to catch you up to speed, Influence the Poet got convicted while watching the movie Courageous. If you have seen the movie Courageous, then you know that it is a phenomenal film. And before watching Courageous, he had got a little taste of fame, a little taste of stardom, and he had forgot who he was and was on the verge of, you know, losing his marriage and so forth. So he came back to California from Atlanta, and he got his life right after watching the movie Courageous, which is when he rededicated his life to Jesus by watching the movie. Am I right so far, Influence?
Yes, yes, you're right on point.
Amen. So, of course, it is the 30-minute mark, and we got 30 more minutes with you. But before we get into any more questions, my next question for you is, do you have any shout-outs you would like to give on today?
Just like to give a shout-out to you, brother. Like my first shout-out to you, you know, for doing what you do, man. Like I said, it was crazy, man. Like I was telling you when we were texting back and forth, man, I just sent the SOS out to God, man. I said, you know, God, if I'm going to go on and do the spoken word, if I'm going to get out here and really promote and really showcase you, then I need you to send me people that I can go on and, you know, influence and get my name out there, you know, get myself out there and you know, share you and let them know about me and whatnot. And like I said, brother, I'm just scrolling through Messenger, brother, and you pop up. I've never heard of you. I've never heard of the KS radio show. I've never heard of you. I've never seen you. I never got a friend request from you or nothing. I'm just scrolling through Messenger, man, and I see you on there. And I just, God said, tap in with him. God said, tap in with the brother. He got an opportunity for you. He got a space for you that you can go on and talk about and showcase me, and you could also tell them about you, brother. So first, you know, I want to give a shout out to you. Want to give a shout out to my wife, man, my kids this morning, man, and just all the people, man, that pretty much, you know, up until this year have been touched, man, by something I said, you know, towards something I related, you know, that I spoke in my poetry, just something that God used me, man, to go on and teleport to them, man, to their soul, that can build them up, man, that can encourage them, that can help them move forward, man, in their life and their struggles, and let them know that they are a legend, they are king, they are queen, and God perfectly made them, and whatever they're going through, you know, or whatever they're coming out of, it wasn't for them, it was for the glory of God, and it was for somebody else to share their testimony, that you can go on and build them up. See, we got to realize that what we go through is not for us, it's not for you, it's for you to be a living example for somebody else, to give them the courage that if that person can go through it, if they can make it out, then definitely I can make it out, you know. And shouts out, man, my birthday, man, is on Monday, man. I'm turning 48 years young, man. So this year, man, I decided, you know, towards on the cake, man, I'm only putting one candle. And people ask me, well, Influence, man, why are you putting one candle? Because I'm starting all over again, starting all over in Christ. That's why I'm only putting one candle. So it's a beautiful thing,
man. That's amazing, bro.
April.
That's amazing, bro.
Yeah. That's what it is. So happy birthday to myself.
Well, April happy 4th, early Monday birthday to birthday. You from me, the bottom of my heart, and everybody who we want to send out a happy early birthday shout out to you. And hopefully Monday is nothing but love and another reason to give God his thanks for his blessings and his protection.
Amen, amen.
Amen. So, Influence, with you being a man of God, of course you have a favorite scripture. So what is your favorite scripture?
My favorite scripture is 2 Chronicles 7:14. if my people would humble themselves and call my name, I will hear their prayers from heaven, and I will heal the land.
Amen. Amen. We got to turn from our sin, y'all, so God can heal the land. It's a process. God is not just going to do it because he's God. We got to follow the protocol and follow the process in order for God to do what he's supposed to do as him being who he is, which is God. Amen.
Amen.
So we got to, you know, we got to pray. We got to turn from our sin so he can heal the land.
Yeah. You know, you can't just keep doing what you're doing and then expecting God to move. God, see the Bible says good and evil can't dwell in the same body. So people still want to go to the club, but then they want God to move. People still want to, you know what I'm saying, drink, but they still want God to move. People still want to have, you know, fornication and do this over here, but they still want God to move. God can't heal the land. God can't hear your prayers if you still tipping and dipping. We gotta stop the tipping and dipping. We gotta stop the tipping and dipping. We gotta be all in. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, we can't keep playing God. A lot of people keep playing God. Stop playing God. You either all in or you ain't. There's no gray spot. There's no in between. There's no standing on the fence. You know what I'm saying? You either all in the world or you all in the kingdom. That's it. You know? But people nowadays, what I'm saying, Taurus, is people still want to have the world, but they still want to say, but I believe in God. But the question I ask, what God did you believe in? Do you believe in the Hennessy God? Do you believe in the weed God? Do you believe in the Netflix God? What God do you believe in? Because he has a name. So that's the question I ask. What God do you believe in? So that was a nugget I dropped right there.
Amen. Bro, man, we're going to go ahead and get into some more music. We got 20 more minutes with you left. And again, I just want to thank you, Influence the Poet, for, you know, chiming in, tapping in with me. To talk about your testimony. And after this song, we're going to talk about your book, which will be released soon on all digital platforms for those who want to purchase it. Anyway, my next song is going to come from the homie Jay Nia. This is his track called All God, and it's his brand newest song. So check it out right here on the KS Radio Show.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Jay Nib, and this is my new single, All God, featuring 1K Few. This song right here was inspired from a real place. Struggles that I faced in my life, from overcoming depression, overcoming anxiety, and pushing through fear. This was one of the first songs that I wrote after coming out of homelessness. But during that time, God kept me. Jesus truly kept his promise and supplied me with that perfect peace when I was going through the toughest time of my life. And in that time, I realized that my relationship with him was all I had, but it was literally all I needed. From suffering spinal injuries and being unable to walk, but then being miraculously healed, being robbed by people that told me they loved me, rejection after rejection, along with many other challenges, I've been able to be resilient and continue with the mission that I've been given. And it's literally been all God.
Keep going, going, yeah. Step outside, look at me, rolling, rolling, yeah. We're not real, I'm already knowing, knowing, yeah. In the jazz, take the key, step outside, look at me, get me. Running, gunning, putting, I get something out of nothing. I've been running, gunning, putting, running, gunning, nothing.
All God, not me, no luck, IV, big faith, high key, favored. I don't envy nobody, Holy Ghost in my body. This my calling, no hobby. Don't ride waves or tsunami. I've been challenged every way. Turn me to a heavyweight. Been to Florida to LA. I'm so fly like TSA. Every battle brought me closer. Every prayer brought me closure. Yeah, I talk to Jesus often. My depression in a coffin. That blood covers every time. I thought I would lose my mind. I was hurt but didn't tap. Kept his promise, that's a fact. All obstacles I outlast. 92 became an outcast. One success, we said fast. Chase God like a route pass.
In the dash, steady keep going, going. Step outside, look at me, rolling, rolling. If you're not real, I'm already knowing, knowing. In the jazz, better keep. Step outside, look at me.
You just gotta be willing. You won't lose, so be steady. You can still make a million. Got a network behind me, so don't say you can't find me. Yes, I walk without sight, but I'm not walking blindly. Your faith requires some actions. That's off the top like some tactics. I will not fall for your tactics. I've been refined to the ashes. I don't wanna be a goat. Validation is a joke. I'd much rather be a sheep. I got peace when I sleep. I went from total desolation to walking in restoration. I was weak and feeling worried. He gave me your rest and patience. I'm not chasing fame and clout, trying to reach the ones in doubt. Holy Spirit, I declare that I'm free, remove the fear.
In the dark, steady keep going, going,
going.
Step outside, look at me, rolling, rolling.
I think you're
not real, I'm already knowing, knowing.
Already
in the dark, steady keep, step outside.
This is Essence E, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Hey, it's Edify, and you are listening to KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back again, man. The homie Influence, the poet from California, is here. He's already shared his testimony, but now we're about to get into his book that he is currently promoting. What is the book titled?
The book title is The Transition.
And is it available? Is it still in the works, or is it already out?
It's available right now, brother, in hard copy and ebook right now.
And how can people get a hold of it?
You get a hold of it by tapping in my govern name, which is go to Lulu.com. You go to Lulu.com, Lulu.com. You go to Amazon. You go to Books A Million. Any pretty much of the big retail bookstores have it. The Transition, type in my govern name, which is Garnett, G-A-R-N-E-T-T, Rogers, without a D, Senior. So that's how you get it. It's got my govern name because I can't get no... I can't get no royalties off my poetry name. So my governor name, Garnett, once again, G-A-R-N-E-T-T-R-O-G-E-R-S, Senior, The Transition. And that's the title of the book, man. And basically, the title says it all, man. That's my life. That's pretty much my life, The Transition. You know, like I said, from the cradle. You know what I'm saying? From the cradle to the grave, I'm still alive. I've been reincarnated. You know, God raised me from the dead a long time ago. You know, the enemy wanted me. You know, he tried to kill me so many times. But God said, you know, this one belongs to me. You know, so he reached down in hell, you know, and pulled me out. You know, he pulled me out from that burning fire. You know, and he saved my life. So I have no choice. I have no choice but to go all in, you know, for my God, for my daddy. You know, they love me so much.
Absolutely.
Even when I didn't love myself.
Absolutely. Are you enjoying the music today?
I'm loving the music today. That's the first time,
man.
I heard J. Nib.
J. Nib, nice. And
yeah.
You know what? Fun fact, back in 2016 when I started, he was my very first guest. So I'm glad even after all these years, we still keep in touch even now. And he still sends me music. And you know the link trees and everything to his music. I'm really honored to have a platform such as this to help serve others.
Yes, it is. God, man, God is amazing, man. This is your ministry.
That it is.
This is your ministry.
Amen. To God be the glory, to God be the glory. Hopefully, KS Nation, you guys will help support the homie Influence the Poet today. Maybe when you get paid, after you pay your rent or whatever, and buy his book, because it's definitely something to hear his testimony a more depth instead of just, you know, hearing about it on the KS Radio Show. Take a deeper dive into his testimony about where he's been, and the trials and tribulations that he's been through since childhood that made him the man that he is today.
Matter of fact, let me go on and give you a piece from one of the poems from the book, if I got time. Do I?
You got plenty of time, bro. Plenty of time, man.
Okay. Well, let me go on and give you a piece. This one's called Harvest. You know, in the Bible, it talks about when God comes back, he's going to separate the wheat from the weeds. So I call this one right here Harvest. This is one of the poems out of the book. Most of us want to fake it till we make it. But God said, here's my cup. Can you drink it? Can you make it to the end? Will you love me wholeheartedly or not just pretend? I will separate the wheat from the weeds. And the weeds will be thrown in the fire. No need to scream and holler. It was easier to be a whoremonger than serve the almighty Messiah. This is your reward, brimstone and fire. I will separate the wheat from the weeds. Some choose to do good works. Others choose to be lazy and parlay. But in the end, the devil will be the one saying parlay. You have free will, the choice to do right. Will you be invited to the wedding? Will you be the virgin that brought the lamp oil or the other five that forgot? I will separate the wheat from the weeds. The devil's plan is to steal and destroy, to distract your mind with new toys. Keep both hands on the plow and don't look way back. The kingdom is near. Please repent. The world already killed the one that I sent. I will separate the wheat from the weeds, the harvest season. So I just won, brother, from the book of 30 poems. I forgot to mention that to you. You got 30 Holy Ghost poems in there that's fire, you know, that I wrote, man, and God perfectly strategized them and you know, told me where he wanted them to be and which ones to be in the book. Like I said, man, it's hard as a songwriter or as a poet, man, to really fine-tune and figure out which one you want, because you love them all. You wrote them. I love all my poems. So when I'm getting ready for a show or getting ready for something to reading or open mic or whatnot or, you know, put it into the book, it was hard. So I had to ask God. I said, God, which 30 do you want? Poems, my brother, that he wanted in the book. And it came out, man. It came out beautiful. I quit it on the book 2-3 times, just real quick. I quit it on the book. I told him I didn't want to do it. He brought me back to the table. I told him I didn't have a proofreader. He brought me a proofreader. I told him I didn't have a graphic artist for the book cover. He brought me a graphic artist for the book cover. I told him I didn't have a publishing company to self-publish the book. He sent me a self-publishing company. So, like I was saying earlier, brother, this book wasn't for me. This book was to show somebody in the hood, somebody that's coming out of depression, somebody that's coming out of anxiety, somebody who's dealing with PTSD, somebody's dealing with homelessness, that has a book in their soul, that has a book in their spirit, that God has told them that he needs a book, that they can make a book, that they can come out with a book, that they can write a book. That's all he's using me for, you know, brother. Now I see that, you know, that he using me as a testimony and an instrument and a showcase to show somebody else that if I can birth a book out of Influence, that I can book a book, that I can birth a book out of anybody, you know, because God chooses the unqualified. That's his specialty. God loves choosing the unqualified. And another thing I was sharing with somebody yesterday, too, that if you ask God to come in and help you, he will. Because if you go back to the scripture that God knocks and he waits for you to let him in. If you look at the door, there's not a door handle on the other side where God is at. There's only a door handle on the inside. You feel me? There's no door handle on the outside where God is at. There's only a door handle on the inside because God is a gentleman. God is a gentleman. God is not going to do a home invasion. He's not going to kick down the door like the police. He's going to patiently wait years, whatever, for you to go on and open that door and let him in. So you have to put your hand on the door handle and open it up and allow him to come in. It's crazy, bro. And I was just sharing that yesterday. So I wanted to share that this morning, you know, because that was deep, man. And I was like, God, why are you going there with that? But hey, he wanted me to spit that one. So that's crazy because there's only a door handle, my brother, on one side, the side that you are on the inside, for you to open the door and let him in. So the book wasn't for me, bro. The book was for, you know, all those that are seeking to write a book, all those that are telling themselves and procrastinating and saying, one day I'm going to write a book. The time is now. The time is now to write a book. It's time for you to take action. God is about action. Jesus, Yeshua,
yes,
is about action. And action stops you from procrastinating. That's what I tell people. Action stops you from procrastinating. Because if you do it, think it, and then you act, stops you from procrastinating. There's no room for procrastination. But if you think it and wait and you sit and you write down notes and all this, that's all fine and dandy. But after that, you got to take action. You gotta do what God gave you. The Bible says, write the vision, make it plain, so he that sees it can take it and run with it. It don't say sit back and think about it. It don't sit back and say marinate on it. It don't say sit back and talk to my wife or husband about it. It says take it and run with it. Another scripture says, he that put both of his hands to the plow and looks back is not worthy of the kingdom. That's a cold scripture right there. That's a cold one right here. He that puts both hands to the plow and looks back is not worthy of the kingdom. So that means when you're in the motion, when you're doing it moving, you can't look back. Because if you remember, when Lot's wife looked back, what happened to her? So you can't look back.
She tried to take the
assault. Because there's nothing back there for you. There's nothing back there for you, brother. You got more time in front of you than you do behind you.
You're right about it. You're right, influence. You're right.
So we got to keep it moving. We got to keep doing what we're doing. God gave us his gift. Whatever God gave you, stay in your lane. Keep doing it. Keep moving. Keep pressing. And don't stop. Stay away from dream killers. Stay away from haters. Stay away from everybody. But you need haters. You need haters because haters is going to write down everything what they said in pencil. So when you blow up, when God blow you up and you show up, they could erase everything that they wrote about you. So we need haters. You got to have some haters. On your way to stardom, on your way to your mansion, on your way to your promised land, you got to have some haters. But don't listen to the haters. You got to have them, but don't listen to the haters. Don't listen to the dream killers. Keep pushing and stop telling your God-given dream to small-minded people. Stop telling your God-given dream to your family members because all they're going to do is shoot it down. If they ain't never did what you're getting ready to do, why are you telling them what you're getting ready to do?
You talking today, bro. You talking, man. You preaching today, bro.
Yeah. I got to bring it from the belly. I got to bring it from the belly because this is what it is. We got to, it's okay to be wealthy. And this is another thing I was talking about. The church always make it act like a sin to be wealthy. But God in the Bible says he wants you to be wealthy. The Bible talks about real estate. The Bible talks about you being great. So why do we play small in the church? Why do we stay working for somebody? Why do we stay playing small and say God can't bless me with a Lexus, or God can't bless me with a Mercedes, or God can't bless me with a house? Why do we always tell ourselves we can't have that? Well, God said you can have that. Well, God said ask anything in my name, and if it lines up with my will, I shall give it to you. God said ask anything in my name. God said do greater things than me because I'm going home to be with the Father. So in an actuality, my brother, he's not saying playing small because my thing is with you being homeless, with you being broken, disgusted, how is that glorifying God? How can you help a third world country? How can you help your community being broke? God can't showcase his glory in that. God didn't make us beggars. We come from royalty. We are royalty. And once we realize that, my brother, we will be greater. We are royalty. God didn't make you a beggar. God made you to lend to many nations. God didn't make you the borrower. And I don't know why I'm going with this, but God, somebody on this radio show needs to hear this. Somebody on this radio show needs to hear this, that they are powerful beyond measure. But if they claim it and receive it and speak it, that they will be. You got to speak that thing, man. You got to tell God what you want and stop playing small. My thing is, if the preacher is rich, the preacher is a 501c3. He getting wealthy, can't be wealthy. Why I can't be an entrepreneur? Why I can't have employees? You know? Why I got to just stay in the church playing small and paying my tithes? And I'm not coming against the church, brother. I'm just keeping it 100 right now of how the church keeps you in a box and tell you to play small your whole life until you die. It's time for the church to stop playing small. And I'm done. Stop playing small. Time for the church to stop playing small, man. Do it big. Do it big in Christ. If you do it big in Christ, he'll bless you. But if you do it big in yourself, that's when it's a downfall. That's when it comes all crashing down. But if you do big in Christ, it's a legacy. It lasts for generation and generation, just like it did for Abraham, just like it did for Isaac, just like it did for Joseph and everybody else in the Bible. When you do it big in Christ, it lasts for legacy and generation to generation. Go read it in the Bible. It's there. Generational wealth, but you got to build it in him. You got to build it in him.
Influence, can I share something with you? It's funny that you mentioned why you're going down this route. I want to share something with you. This lady named Nina is on my friend's list. She inboxed me today. I'm going to read you what she said while she's listening to the show, okay?
Okay.
So Nina says, powerful. I have been procrastinating on writing my book, and I have written poems as well. Crazy how I came across you. Nothing happens by accident. God knows I have been fighting him on this book because of my past history, despite it making me who I am today. Now, I can't
That's
make
amazing.
That up.
No, you can't. No, you can't,
I can't
bro.
Make that up.
You can't. And I I don't know why I was going this way. You're right. You can't make that up. And like I said, somebody needs to hear this, brother. So God just, like I said, I just be speaking, man. That's how I be doing. I just be influencing. I be speaking. Because like I said, man, I see the greatness in everybody, man. And I tell them everywhere I go, man, I see the greatness in you, man. I see the king in you, man. I see the queen in you. But you got to bring them out. They've been sleeping for way too long. They've been like a mummy. They've been in a tomb and they've been sleeping. It's time for you to take the mummy out of the coffin, take the wraps off, and let them live and breathe. Wake the
Amen.
Mummy up. We got to wake the mummy
Amen.
Up, my brother. Wake the mummy up. The mummy has been sleeping too long.
Is that not what Jesus did with Lazarus? Lazarus was
like
dead.
Like he did with Lazarus. Like you did with Lazarus.
Exactly,
with
Lazarus.
My brother.
Lazarus,
like you did with Lazarus.
Come out.
Wake him up. Lazarus,
so
come out.
We need y'all to wake up.
We need
y'all
to wake up.
We need y'all to wake up.
In this season, we need y'all to wake up.
We need y'all to
on
wake up.
On the KS radio show, Influence is telling y'all, y'all need to wake up. A lot of y'all been mummying. A lot of y'all been, you know what I'm saying, y'all need to get out of that coffin and start dancing and doing the Thriller. You know, in Jesus, y'all need to get out of that coffin and start doing the Thriller. You know what I'm saying? Start moving the bones and start moving around in Christ and get excited. And get excited about what God wants you to do. And get excited about your gift. Get excited about your calling. And make this thing happen, man. Make this thing happen. We are walking billionaires in Christ. Christ wants to bless us. He wants to give us money. He wants to give us all that we got, but we got to meet him halfway. The Bible says faith without works is dead. So meet him halfway. You got to ask yourself, why was Peter the only one that stepped out of the boat? Because Peter was the only one that was willing to meet God halfway. Faith without works is dead. Anybody could have stepped out the boat. Peter stepped out the boat. Yeah, he looked to the right. He looked to the left. But he stepped out the boat. He was the only one willing to come to Christ. And that's what we got to be, y'all. We got to be willing to step out of the boat, walk on that cold water to God's outstretched hands that said, come to me. I have greatness waiting on you.
Amen. Amen to that, bro. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. This is the homie Influence, the poet from California. He's not only a poet, but he's also an author. And you can find his book under Garnett Rogers Sr. And the book is titled The Transition. And it is available on Amazon. It's available on Lulu.com. If you guys need any of the information, definitely inbox me. I want to thank all my listeners for tapping in today. Shout out to the homie Reginald Brazel, the homie Jay Jarrett, Nina for chiming in, and also the homie Word Rap for chiming in. Thank all of you guys for your support. And also, huge shout out to all of my sponsors, PuzzlePrayE.com, Eve's Garden, RosalindSmithCounseling.com, as well as ShalomCheek.com. If you need any of their information, it's in the description of this show when you listen to it on Blog Talk Radio. Again, man, it's Saturday. We're going to enjoy our weekend. Thank you all for listening to the KS Radio Show. Influence, before I let you go, bro, before we get out of here, how can people get a hold of you on social media? You got a Facebook, you got an Instagram. If you got it, we need the information.
Instagram, man, Influence the Poet. That's me on Facebook and Instagram all day. I think I'm also on TikTok as Influence the Poet, too, but I don't know. But Facebook and Instagram, brother, Influence the Poet. Influence underscore the T-H-E underscore poet. That's me all day.
All right, man. Y'all heard it here first, man. This was an exclusive, man. I really enjoyed this Saturday exclusive interview. Did you enjoy yourself today, bro?
I enjoyed myself, brother. I got to come back again.
Hey, man. Well, I'm looking forward to part two, man. Don't be a stranger now, for real, man. I'm going to continue to promote the book. I can't wait to buy it so I can actually, you know, dive deeper into your testimony. But, yeah, we're definitely going to keep it locked, man. We're going to stay in touch. And, you know, I'm going to lock in with you, and I can't wait for part two.
Okay. Most definitely, man. Y'all have a blessed one out there. Greatness.
All right. I got the Salvation clip playing next, and then I have a song with Adrian Taylor, who's actually from North Carolina. She's the only woman in the playlist. And then I got to get to a baby shower, you guys. And then I'm going to hang out with my son later on today. So you guys be blessed. We're going to go ahead and get to the Salvation clip because salvation is important in these last days. We don't know what's going to happen next, but we do know Jesus, and Jesus is in control of everything. So we're going to go ahead and get to the Salvation clip, and then I got some Adrian Taylor, and then I'm going to go ahead and get out y'all way so y'all can enjoy the rest of your weekend outside of the KS Radio Show. And y'all be blessed, man. Here's the homie Reborn with the Salvation clip. Check it out.
Passage. In Romans 10, it says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says that we shall be saved. And so wherever you are right now, if you believe that, I want to pray with you. I want to agree with you. So if you just bow your head and just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have sinned. But today I make a decision to give you my life. I'm an imperfect person searching perfect God who's able to restore me, who's able to keep me. So God, I ask you to come into my heart. For your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I shall be saved.
God, I want you more than anything. I've tried everything. I surrender my heart to you. I believe that you died on the cross. And on the third day, the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead and restored us back to you. And I receive that salvation. Celebrate right now with you, wherever you are, in your car, at work, in your closet, in your bathroom. It does not matter where you are. God is able to meet you exactly where you're at. That's the amazing thing about him. The same God that did it for me is the same God that's doing it for you right now in this moment. So I just want you to receive whatever it is that he's saying to you.
It's your boy Queese, man, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked. Let's go.
Hey, y'all, man. I enjoyed this exclusive interview with the homie Influence the Poet from California, man. Definitely tap in with him, you guys. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. You guys can follow me, everyone, on social media at KS Radio Show. That's Instagram and Twitter as well. And for those who are feeling generous and you want to support the show and the station, you can send your donations through Cash App, the dollar sign, capital E-L-I-S-E-O, capital T-O-R-R-E-Z. Y'all, man, we're going to go ahead and get up out of here, man. Here's Adrienne Taylor with her brand new song called Big, featuring none other than Brody Da Vinci, because we serve a big God, and he can do some big things in your life if you will only submit to him and you know, be grateful and, you know, follow his will for your life. You guys, man, here is Big by the homie Adrienne Taylor, featuring Brody Da Vinci. I'll see you guys hopefully on Tuesday for Candy Convos. If not, I will see you on April 8th with the homie Heathen Mezzanine, which will be my guest at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I got the flag coming out hopefully tomorrow, so definitely tap in with me if you haven't already. Much love, peace. God bless. Enjoy your weekend. And remember, keep Jesus at the center of everything you do, say, and think. He's got greater things and greater places to take. I'll see you guys next week, man. Let's get it. Let's go. Agent Taylor, Big.
Do it big. Gotta do it big. Yeah. B-I-G. No pot, he do it B-I-G. I ain't stressing by the thing with the Prince of Peace. See the cornerstone on my block, so we call him Chief. Made my enemies a footstool, now they on the leash. Born and it feels so good. Misunderstood, but it's still all good. I got angels on sight, like I wish you would. It ain't nothing too hard, yeah, his name got pulled. I've been cooking with the oil stirring right on my wrist. Lay my hands, catch a fade, cause it's spirit legit. No Tim, it's just God, how can C-H-A exist. I grew up a Pharisee, so I know a hypocrite. Yay said he the king, now they wanna listen. The only one that's salty is religious Christian. God do it big, better pay attention. God do it big, better pay attention. Show up, you show out, you do it big.
Do it big.
Show up, you show out, you do it big.
Do it big.
Show up, you show out, you do it big.
Do it big.
Show up, you show out, you do it big.
Do it big.
You do it big. B-I-G. Hey, he do it big, B-I-G. Hey, he do it big, B-I-G. Hey, he do it big, B-I-G.
I play the five, big center, post moving the paint. I seen him move mountains with mustard seed as a faith. He slayed a giant with a shepherd in a sling, that's facts. I been telling all my big bad problems about dad. Cool, calm, collective, thankful for the blessings. If the gifts were too small, wouldn't come in my direction. I'm in prayer mode, I'm about to send one up. Any rain is sending enough to overfill my cup. He the honcho, I'm richer than the lotto. Grace over currency, the motto. Larger than them demons of tomorrow. I know the wrath of God was a big drink to swallow, but he downed the whole bottle. Heaven's armies all around me with a winning plan. They might catch you by surprise like a hidden cam. And he's always on call for the sinners, man. And you know he'll never tire like the Michelin man.
He show up, he show out, he do it big. He show up, he show out, he do it big. He show up, he show out, he do it big.
Do it big.
He show up, he show out, he do it big.
Do it big.
He do it big. B.I.G. Hey, he do it big. B.I.G. Hey, he do it big. B.I.G. Hey, he do it big. B.I.G.